Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Wow, this is totally pretty cool. This morning, you're listening to VFN radio this morning. That we always have our wisdom moment, and we actually, there's 31 chapters in Proverbs, and there are sometimes 31 days, sometimes 30 days, sometimes 28 days in the month. Mm-hmm. But pretty much, we try to find, a corresponding chapter to a corresponding month for wisdom. Like we always say, you can have a ton of knowledge and no wisdom. And the sad thing about it, if that's true, you don't know this, but those around you know it. Because, knowledge puffs up, but wisdom is the proper application of what you know. And wisdom is of the Lord. And so Proverbs just is packed with wisdom. Mm. And today, it is the 15th of the month. And so we look at Proverbs chapter 15, and we're going to pick one or two verses, what we do every time we do this, because we want to just, wash you with God's wisdom. So all the knowledge and all the everything that you have that, it'll be covered in wisdom and how you use it. And God has something to say about everything, and we do it his way in view of his mercy, then, God will bless us. And today it's 15:16, Proverbs 15:16, and it reads, "Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil." Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. You think about it, that the lie that the enemy has told so many, so many Americans, mm-hmm. in this generation, that is that no matter what and what's happening in your life, if you just get more wealth, more money, you're going to be happier.
Yeah.
And have you noticed it's not working?
It's not working.
It's not working. And believe it or not, God's designed us. He's designed us. It may really, just shock you. But he's designed us to adjust to our conditions, you think about it, if you are a administrative person and you're doing, maybe you're a musician or something like that, not a musician, but just you're an administrative person, and you start to grab a hammer and you start to do, some work out there, like building something, then your hands are going to be easily blistered and that type of thing. But you need, if you have that light type work, like a doctor or something, you're going to need a sensitive touch to be able to know, that you're touching the little small scalpel and you're doing these different mm-hmm. things, or you're having to feel the touch of your fingers, mm-hmm. I want to say tactile is what I want to say. but then if you start, working in carpentry, God's designed that your body, that although for the first little bit you're going to have all kinds of blisters all over your hands, the body will react to that, and mm-hmm. then your skin now will thicken up, mm-hmm. and it'll be a protective area so that from now on you're not going to have those blisters coming up. But if you go back and try to do surgery with those hands,
right,
it's like, whoops, was that your liver?
Yeah, right.
And so God has the body totally designed. I remember when I'm saying this for a reason, because, the proverb, the wisdom today is, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil, and realize that we can adjust. And another thing I remember when I was going from Florida to New York years ago for my first time or second time, and I was I was in Florida, so mm-hmm. I'm wearing like shorts and, palm tree type, Hawaiian shirt or something. Yeah. I'll go to New York. And so I got to LaGuardia when I landed. And of course it was a different temperature there, and I was freezing, I had to wait for a cab, and it was just so miserable. But it wasn't miserable when I was in Florida. Mm-hmm. And what I learned at that time, that even God's designed our bodies to adapt, that if you're in the hotter climate, your blood's going to be real thin, mm-hmm. and that way you can stay cooler. But if you go into a colder climate and you stay there for a while, then you know, you're going to, your blood will thicken up and that'll help keep you warm. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, the adjustment, it takes a little while for things to adjust, but God's designed us, you know, to be able to adjust. And one mindset that we have to, I mean, you get freedom when you get this mindset. This is the mindset is, I want God. I don't care what it takes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't care what I have to give up. You know, and Paul said, you know, I've learned to abase and abound. I learned to just be contented where I am, and I've learned to live in the blessing. But it doesn't matter. The blessing doesn't have me. I have a blessing from God. And so realize this, that if the enemy's telling you that you can't adjust if you have to switch jobs to from a job that owns you to a job that you can work and still move in your destiny with God, that you can adjust. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, I was they were going through budget crisis, you know, when I first got on as a deputy. And the first thing I got when I got hired on as a deputy sheriff was my pink slip. The first week they say, here's your pink slip, which means, you know, you're not going to be here because of the budget.
Right.
And so I get hired up and they give me and several of my friends, you know, well, we got hired on the same time, you know, a pink slip. And because they're having budget restraints. And so there's all this budget thing going on. And so, you know, are we going to be able to have the deputies or not, and that type of thing. And then, you know, as I was there for a while, and, you know, I got married to Donna, obviously. And and she was working in the workplace that particular time, and I was working. But then Amber, you know, we got pregnant.
Wow.
She's going, no, we didn't. No, and so then, you know, it changes things, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, we're going to be a one-income family because Donna's going to, you know, come home. Although she's a trooper, man. She worked all the way up through that pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to, no matter what, but she came home thinking, how in the world am I going to make it on one check? Mm-hmm. You know, one law enforcement check at that time was
right.
Not what it is today. And, so I'm in this big dilemma and all these other agencies are coming in to hire us all up because everybody's being threatened with pink slips and stuff. And so you had, like, you know, Pinellas County coming, you had Dallas coming, you had, these bigger cities wanting to hire up existing law enforcement officers already trained. And so we're planning on Dallas, Fort Worth. I mean, I study Dallas. I'm thinking, man, this is beautiful. I want to be in Dallas. Man, they got stuff, you know?
Right, right.
And so I was ready and set to either go to Pinellas or Dallas, but Dallas is pretty much what I figured out. I wanted to be, you know, the police officer in Dallas, Fort Worth. I was going to leave from Florida. And so I'm going in there to meet with my lieutenant.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I was breaking the news. I just made up my mind. You know, I got, you know, we're losing this income and I'm going to have to make some real tough, tough decisions. So I'm probably going to go. And he kind of interrupted me. He says, well, it just looks like you're going to have to spend less. You know, it really never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
And America right now, it's really not costing anybody's mind that, you know, $5 cup of Starbucks can buy you a can of coffee. And the nicest coffee maker you could think about, you know, and you can make it for a dime. I mean, there is a way to spend less. You don't want to give up God for money. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, happened in America right now where, you know, it says that you can either serve God or serve money, but you can't serve them both. You know, what's going to happen with that is going to be, you know, you're going to, you know, miserable. You're going to be miserable. There's a miserable. You're going to be turmoil in your life. You know, you're telling everybody you're just trying to earn the money and you're trying to make everybody happy and all that kind of stuff. But everybody's going to be miserable because, you know, you can't let go of God to grab a hold of money. He says you can either serve God or money, but, you know, you can't serve them both. You'll hate one and despise the other. You'll be devoted to one and not to the other, you know. And right now we're at a big crossroads in America where, you know, we're deciding what we're going to do, you know. And what would be really, this would be really cool. This would be really, really cool, Pat, that if, in fact, we get this revelation, and we repent before we lose our money.
Quick.
You know, somebody says, I've been with a paycheck and I've been without a paycheck.
Without.
I would prefer to have one, you
exactly.
know. And so But, you know, this is the thing is, are we willing to have a little with the fear of the Lord or great wealth with turmoil? And look at the whole nation's in turmoil right now. I mean, like we talked about before, you know, you can go back and look at original intent and your highlights that, you know, World War One happened because we thought we needed more wealth to supply big government because President Woodrow Wilson felt like the government needed to be bigger. Hence, we needed people to buy our products who, you know, Europe and all was buying our products. Mm-hmm. And they were in war, so they didn't have time or resources to be able to buy our products. And so because of economy, because of needing wealth to sustain a government, which is totally outside the original intent of our founding fathers, is about very small government, that we went to war for trade so that we can have, you know, and President Woodrow Wilson is the one that began to develop the League of Nations, which grew in after World War II, United Nations, which is a huge issue today.
Right.
And the secret is small government and big God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, government is all authority is established by God. You know, he governments are not wrong. And we're supposed to pray for those in authority over us, but they're not God.
Right.
And you don't ever want to mix the two. We'll be talking in the future about, you know, what the Queen did and the Church of England did. But I want to encourage you this morning that, you know, I'm just imagine if I'm your lieutenant and you're a deputy and you're coming in and you're telling me, oh my goodness, this and that. And I'm looking at you right now and say, listen, you know, do you ever think about spending less? You know, do you really want to give up your time with God and your fellowship with other brothers and sisters in the Lord? Are you really going to say that, you know, that's the time that you guys get together, the time that you dedicate yourselves to the teaching of God's word and fellowshipping and eating together and just for money? You know, turmoil is going to come in your life, but peace will come when you have the fear of the Lord. So I want to encourage you this morning with a wisdom moment that, you know, chase after God and everything else will follow, because the Lord says, even the birds of the air I take care of. So you know he's going to take care of you. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.